It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
2, 1.
14.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on our special guest celebrity judge. You know her. You love her. The one and only Bruna.
Hi.
Hey
Bruna.
Not to be confused with Bruno. Bruna.
Bruna, I am.
Yes.
I'm very honored to have you on. It's been trying to get in contact with you forever. I've been following your career for years.
Really, Ramiro, what does she do?
Well, no, I was going to say, why don't you just remind everyone what it is that you do?
I'm a pharmacy tech.
No. See, you're being humble. She's not just a pharmacy tech. She is the pharmacy. She's the person that you go to and you're like, you hand that sheet of paper and she goes back there and shakes up those pills and gives you that little bag.
A pioneer in the field.
Oh my God, Pebbles. The way she mixes the yellows, the reds, the whites, the blue. It's amazing. It's amazing. Some people, you know, when you find that thing that you're good at and you're passionate about, you turn into a Bruna. Bruna, thank you so much.
I know. You're very welcome.
We're proud of you.
Thank you. So, Bruna, we're going to go around the room and tell you how we spent our day in quarantine. And you judge however you feel like you pick the winner, okay? Now, we're normally it'd be the four of us. It'd be myself, Pebbles, Melissa, and Leroy going. But yesterday, Leroy retired. So I guess just three of us. And Pebbles, you want to kick it off?
I have an announcement to make.
Oh God. No!
So I prepared a statement that after much reflection and consideration, I've made the difficult decision to end my participation in Who Won Quarantine. Even though this was originally my idea, the pressure to do something every day has become too much.
It really is.
Add on to that the judgment of my peers, as well as the feeling of being penalized for not having small children or animals.
Speak!
Or animals.
Well, no, not the animals.
So in conclusion, like the coronavirus in quarantine, I am over it, and I ask that you respect my privacy during this difficult time.
God.
Thank you very much.
Wow. They're dropping like flies. They're dropping like flies. All right.
Hold on.
Well, actually.
Leroy, you're back?
Well, no. Well, listen. After that, I do have something I want to say.
Okay.
Well, first, let me just tell you guys real quick this story. I was at the park yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was real tired from the workout. So I was sitting under a tree.
Yeah.
And this kid, he had to be about 9 or 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
He starts jogging towards me. And I'm like, yo, what is, like, going on? So he gets about 10 feet away, and I'm like, yo, hold up. He didn't have on a mask. I was like, you trying to talk to me? He said, yes. I said, do you have a mask? He said, I do. He put it on. And then I said, so what's up? So he stayed about 10 feet away. And he said to me, he said, look, don't do it. Don't give up. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
I'm like, excuse me?
God.
Now, mind you, the sun is behind him, so I can't really see him. So I'm putting my hand up. And I'm like, come again. He said, don't give up. Don't quit. And then he just turned around and he jogged towards the playground.
Wow.
So I took that as a sign. So with that being said, it's funny, Pebbles, that you retired today. Oh. I would like to announce that today, May 20th, 2020, I am coming out of retirement.
Are you going to have a different number, too?
And I will compete in the League of Who Won Quarantine once again. So I'm back starting tomorrow.
Oh, so we have the option to come back. Okay,
wait, I'm out. Oh, so is it just between Romero and I today, then?
Apparently. Well, Leroy's back. His story could be that, you know, this kid.
Right. Okay.
This,
oh, all right.
This mystery child convinced him to maybe
an
he was
angel?
Yeah.
Maybe
child
he saw
of God,
it was
maybe,
a sign. Maybe, yeah,
you said you were working out. Maybe he saw you give up after two push-ups, and he was like, "Come on, man, don't quit."
Oh, that could have been it, but I'm not going to receive it that way.
All right,
Who's next?
Melissa. Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
well,
mine's quick.
Yeah, you go. Mine's kind of quick too.
I missed a once in a lifetime milestone for the second time in my life yesterday, Bruna. So for the summertime, my wife and I, we're going to take the babies and we're going to move into my parents' house because my wife is studying for the bar exam and she needs, you know, time to study and we need people to help watch the kids and stuff. So, and we're going to do that this weekend. So this week, what we did was we dropped the babies off at Nicole's parents' house so they can watch them while we kind of pack and stuff to go to my parents'. We dropped them off yesterday, get home, within 5 minutes the phone rings, and it's Nicole's parents saying, Jax just took his first step.
Oh, my God.
No.
And then we're like, FaceTime us. They FaceTime. He would not try again after that. All day long. He did it once, hasn't done it again. This is the second time because when Lucy took her first step, we were in freaking Italy on vacation. And the day that we got there, we called my parents to check in and they were like, Lucy just took her first step. So a once in a lifetime thing I've missed twice in a row now.
See, the kids. It's all the kids.
Hey. It is the kids and he's going to win. There's no way what I'm going to say is going to beat that. There's no way.
Mine's a story of sadness.
Okay.
Melissa, go ahead.
Well, mine's pretty sad, too, as, you know, when you go out and you get, like, takeout, right? The number one thing, part of your day is like, man, I'm going to eat this food. It's going to be amazing. And, like, I love eating, and I love food, and I love Chipotle. So, I got takeout from Chipotle yesterday, right? Pick it up. And I'm going to drive home, and 99% of the time I eat it in my car as I'm driving home. That's just what I do. I like to eat my burrito. I make sure it's very wrapped really tight so it doesn't spill all over me. And yesterday, I just so happened as I'm driving, something in my front seat was obstructing me. All of a sudden, it just kept blowing because I had my windows down like all the way. So I took the thing out of my front seat. I think it was a box that I had, and I went to go throw it in the back. Now, mind you, at this point, I was also trying to put the burrito, which was half eaten, back in the bag because I was going to save it and eat it later. So I got one burrito in one hand. I'm picking up the box with the other hand. And I'm driving
with
my knees.
Texting with her toes.
Yep. And I went to go throw the box in the back seat. What did I do? I accidentally threw my burrito out the car door. Now, hold on a second, right? It gets better. I got so upset. Not necessarily that I lost my burrito, but that I littered. So what did I do? I was on a somewhat major highway. I'm not going to say which highway, and it gets worse. I drove about 3 miles down, got off the next exit to turn around and go back, to turn around and go back and try and find this burrito to pick it up off the side of the road. Ask me how many times I did that.
How many times did you do that?
Three.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It took me probably an hour.
And you ate that burrito, didn't you?
No.
Stole the wrapping.
Right.
Time out. I'll say where it was, because it was on Route 3 South, right? And I'm going to tell you what's even worse that I realized after the fact. The receipt was stapled to the bag with my name, address, phone number, credit card information on the bag. So whoever's picking up the trash on the side of the road at Route 3, you're going to have all my information on there. And if it's a statey, they'll probably give me a ticket because they'll probably think I threw it out my window on purpose. I went back 3 times. And if you're on Route 3 between exits 27, like Billerica-ish area, down by 26.
There's people in traffic right now who are looking for that burrito.
I was going to pull over and look, but then I knew it would have been dangerous. And I put my hazards on. I was driving like 20. I could not find that thing. I never found it.
I predict within a week we're going to get a used burrito mailed to us.
No, I'm
Melissa, I found
listen,
it.
I wouldn't doubt it if someone calls me and maybe the state police and says, we're going to issue you a ticket for littering when that's not what happened.
Oh, God.
So I'm just saying, I am really sorry. So, and I tried.
All
that
right.
was it.
All right. Well, Bruno, you have a retirement. You have a coming out of retirement. You have a missing a milestone. And you have a burrito on Route 3. Who won quarantine according to you?
The burrito story.
Wow.
Wait, can I just tell you something?
Yes.
Melissa's turned into the Taylor Swift of who won quarantine. You know what people, you know how every time she wins something, she's so shocked?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what you've turned into.
I do have to
the
say,
the Taylor
though,
Swift of quarantine.
I have to say, I really didn't think that anything would
See,
be able to beat.
That's what Taylor Swift said. Yeah.
I mean, Romero missing his child's first step, that's pretty major.
I can't believe 20 Grammys. I can't believe you love me.
I'm
well,
so happy.
This brings Melissa into a tie for the lead with me.
Thank you, Bruna.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Bruna, keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing at that
Over
pharmacy
it.
Tech thing.
I am so sad. I'm really honestly sad. Like, I really, really hope whoever finds it doesn't think
All
I
right,
littered
stop.
On purpose.
Just stop.
No.
You
I'm serious.
Bombed that damn burrito. Here's what happened. A deer saw it, went to eat it, and got hit by a car and now killed.
Stop it!
So you're responsible for a dead deer on
oh
Route 3.
Oh, my God.
There you go, boys.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Romero. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.